Excellent. Okay, so so I have nothing to disclose, and I am an employee of CDC. My presentation will be run a traditional sort of structure. So one of the things, so I this work that I've done really was related to my work. I was working in HIV/AIDS prevention as well as STI prevention. And so our focus had been on the sexual risk and disparities in HIV and STIs among African-American girls, and particularly those who are in detention centers. So that was where our focus was, and that's what our surveillance shows. They're also, they experience high rates of sexual risk behaviors in the population of adolescent girls in juvenile detention. But also, this population experiences high rates of other psychosocial health problems, including emotional, physical, and sexual abuse, substance abuse disorders, and mental health disorders. And research shows that these other psychosocial health problems are associated with sexual risk and negative sexual health outcomes. So really, what we wanted to do in the work that we were doing with the young women that are in our study that I'm going to describe, it was very clear, and what has been described here is there's a constellation of multiple factors going on in these young women's lives. And so for us to come in a very siloed way and just talk about sexual risk, we wanted to explore broadening that. So I'm using an approach, a syndemics kind of framework for understanding these multiple intersecting factors. And it's been defined as a set of closely intertwined and mutually enhancing health problems that significantly affect the overall health status of a population within the context of a perpetuating configuration of noxious social conditions. So our research question, this idea of a syndemic has been applied in HIV work in the past, and in particular we're following some of the work done by Brian Mastansky and Ron Stahl for men who have sex with men, examining whether or not a syndemic exists in those populations. And we felt like applying this to this another vulnerable population. So our research question was, does a syndemic exist in a sample of African-American girls in juvenile detention for psychosocial health problems related to emotional, physical, and sexual abuse, substance use disorders, mental health disorders, and sexual risk behaviors and STIs? So again, following the format of previous studies looking for the existence of a syndemic, we have one hypothesis that these psychosocial health problems are going to be associated with one another and with the sexual risk outcomes that we're looking at. The second hypothesis is that as the number of psychosocial health problems goes up for a participant, so does the associated risk of sexual risk behaviors and STIs. Then we also had an exploratory question. So we wanted to also know if there were certain areas or domains of the psychosocial health problems that were really contributing particularly to a syndemic. So we took a look at the independent associations of different domains, and I'll explain that a little more. So our sample was with a sample of 188 adolescent African-American girls in short-term detention facility in Atlanta, Georgia. These were baseline data from a randomized control trial for an HIV-STI intervention. The inclusion criteria are the girls are 13 to 17 years old. They self-identify as African-American and had ever willingly had vaginal intercourse. They were not pregnant, not married, not wards of the state of Georgia, and were not released to a restricted location. So the psychosocial health problems that I mentioned, they're clustered here in the bold for the different domains we looked at. So substance use disorder, there was only one specific psychosocial health measure under that. And then mental health, we looked at depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. Psychological abuse included emotional abuse, pregnancy coercion, and violence included physical abuse and sexual abuse. And what we did was we took all seven of those psychosocial health problems, we dichotomized those as having ever experienced those, and then for our syndemic variable, we summed all of those together to come up with the number of psychosocial health problems experienced by a participant. Our outcomes were early sexual initiation, sex without a condom, multiple sex partners, and previous STIs by self-report. So the results are demographics, not surprising, they're 13 to 17-year-olds, since that was our inclusion criteria. And the majority of the girls were previously incarcerated or detained. Most were thrown out or run away from their home in the past 12 months, lived with their mother, and 71% lived in a household receiving government aid. The prevalence of the psychosocial health problems show high levels of high prevalence in this population, with substance use disorder symptoms, depressive symptoms, PTSD, pregnancy coercion, over half of the sample experiencing emotional abuse, 43% experiencing physical abuse, 24% experiencing sexual abuse. And I would just like to note, again, the age range, 13 to 17, and that's where they are at this point in their life. So then looking at the distribution of the syndemic variable, so how many psychosocial health problems were they experiencing, and 72%, if you sum up, 72% of the girls had experienced two or more psychosocial health problems. It is also, though, important to note that 14% experienced none of them. And so I just want to, as we talk about the heavy, I also want to say that. Then taking a look at the sexual risk, there was high levels of sexual risk and STI diagnosis in the population. So taking a look here, so this is our first hypothesis analysis, so whether or not the psychosocial health problems were associated with one another. And I now, as I was practicing my slides, I wish I had broken this up into two, because if you look here, here's where the section is from here up, the connections of the psychosocial health problems. And there are significant and consistent relationships, a little less with the substance use piece, but very strong associations, connections there. Then we also looked at the bottom half, is the associations of these psychosocial health problems with our outcomes. And what we found was that there were some consistencies here with our hypothesis, but for instance, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, substance use was not associated specifically with these outcomes. So then taking a look at our second hypothesis, we found support for our second hypothesis that experiencing each additional psychosocial health problem was significantly associated with an increased odds of each of the outcomes we looked at. And then taking a look at our analysis, our exploratory analysis, we use logistic regression here. And let me back up just for a moment, see if I can do that. I just wanted to also highlight here, so we used logistic regression here, and because our sample was actually similar on age, race, ethnicity, many other factors, we actually controlled for different factors, different demographic factors in these analyses, and they didn't change, so we went with the simple associations here. So then I wanted to clarify that, so that then when you take a look here, we did a model for each of the different outcomes, and we put in, so if you remember back, I identified four different domains. And within those, if a participant had experienced either depression or PTSD, then they were coded as having experienced a mental health domain health problem. And what we found here was that, the wrong page. That's right. I can tell you what we found. is that we found that psychological abuse, in particular here, independent of the other domains, was associated with early sexual initiation and STI history. and violence was associated with multiple sex partners. So in sum, experiencing multiple psychosocial health problems was common in this population. This echoes, I think, the work of my colleagues here on the panel. The results provide support that a syndemic does exist. The psychological health problems were related to one another and to a certain extent were related to the sexual outcomes. But we did find support for our second hypothesis that experiencing multiple health problems was associated with sexual risk behaviors and STI diagnoses, particularly related to psychological abuse and violence. So the limitations of this study, these are self-reported data, although we used a CASI. The cross-sectional data certainly is a limitation, as well as the measurement timeframes of our different measures. And those things brought together, as well as our hypothesis that these are very intertwined, our causal directions are really difficult to disentangle. And again, echoing that same sort of idea that really being able to look at these multiple pieces all at once, future research can work on that. The generalizability, this is a very specialized study sample from one site. Yet, on the other hand, this is a highly vulnerable population, and so really with significant needs, and so really understanding this population can really help direct some of our public health efforts. So some of the things in thinking about this, so how are these pathways, what are these connections and things like this, and there's a lot more work to be done in this way, again, disentangling these connections. But in thinking about particularly around the abuse and trauma that these young girls and young women have experienced, thinking about their pathways of abuse into this endemic, that family context can be very, very important, particularly if that's where the abuse has begun. And what kind of trajectories does that set in motion, including their connections into peer networks and different things like that. I think the other piece that again, is highlighted by this panel, that this really understanding this very complicated connection between so experiencing abuse, a lot of times we saw that the majority of these girls had run away or been kicked out in the past 12 months. And quite often that is due to and is trying to escape abuse. And so then they're in a position of vulnerable for being homeless, which puts them at higher vulnerability for additional abuse, potentially survival sex or exchange sex. And their association with juvenile justice. So I feel like in this panel, again, I just feel like the work that we're sort of dovetailing along, understanding this really constellation that's going on here and how each of these pieces are playing a role to create this environment for these young girls. And one of the things I also wanted to point out in this endemic, something I would like to think about also, is that how detention itself may be exacerbating this endemic. And so if you start with mental health issues and challenges, and then you are detained, that in and of itself can be a traumatic experience. Then, as we've heard, you know, whether or not their mental health needs can be met within the facility, and or when they transition back into the community, can be a really critical way in which we are really disrupting and exacerbating what they're already experiencing. And then also, as been noted also by my colleagues here on the panel, that detention itself, particularly in communities where there are disproportionate incarceration rates, particularly in by race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status, this can fracture sexual relationships, families, and communities, and thinking about how that is underlying and playing into exacerbating this and perpetuating this endemic. So future research, longitudinal studies, if I was like, you know, my dream, longitudinal qualitative studies, you know, this would be. but really to better understand how these factors are playing out. But also, and I was thrilled to see the next talk on protective factors and thinking about the resiliency and really trying to find those places where we can make effective intervention opportunities. And also understanding, how the broader social forces can create an environment that produces and reinforces this endemic. So thinking through public health implications, obviously more research is needed, but I think that the just the existence of these multiple intersecting health problems suggests that we as public health practitioners need to be working across our silos and integrating the work that we do. So incorporating screenings, so if you're doing sexual and reproductive health, incorporating screenings for trauma and substance abuse and things like this. Our content of our interventions, crossing those over, as well as figuring out how we can work better. I work at the CDC. There's a lot of silos in CDC, and this is one of the things that, you know, trying to figure out how you cross those barriers and work together. And as folks were talking about the idea of reentry, this is also another to create that kind of wraparound. How do we cross those barriers? As trauma and abuse has been central in the findings of this study, thinking about primary prevention, which means preventing the abuse in the first place, preventing the trauma in the first place, and that means working closely with young adolescent and adult men as partners in reducing the perpetration as well as in their own right. Supporting families, as also has been said on this panel, supporting families that are involved in the criminal justice system so that they can support their children and help them grow and thrive. Increasing the resiliency. There are many, many strengths within the populations, and particularly for this population with African American girls, there are tremendous strengths, and really the solutions to this need to come from and speak to those kinds of strengths from the community. And then as part of our efforts addressing the social conditions driving this endemics, we have the opportunity to change many sexual health outcomes for these girls if we can hit at that underlying factors that are necessary. I realized that I stopped in mid-sentence in my conclusion, which I think is hilarious. I'm not sure why. But in conclusion, expanding an approach focused primarily on sexual risk behaviors to one that takes into account the complex interplay of these psychosocial health problems may be a really important way in which we reduce the disparities for STIs as well as these other health problems. Thank you.